Popper took previous class history as his model, saw the truth of Plato's analysis, that the master class seemed capable of rending itself endlessly with squabbles, and likely just read Shakespeare for graphic examples, and likely, or Homer's The Iliad. Just as this is so random, but Samuel Butler didn't believe the Odyssey was written by the same man who wrote the Iliad. And I totally concur. It just doesn't seem likely to me. You know, I think we got to trust our poet's ear, right? Just like recently, because I liked this. There's a local store that on its bookmark, it says, "A beggar's book outworths a noble's blood." And I never knew what that was from. And I said that when I was in the store, and they said, well, and they looked it up because they actually are not troglodytes like me, and said, oh, that's from Henry VIII. And so I thought, well, let me check it out. And so I started checking it out only to find that Shakespeare didn't actually write it, right? Which is interesting. I mean, that's another story. But my point is that the folks who formed that conclusion, one of the reasons is their poet's ear said, this don't sound like him. And we should trust that. We should trust that. I mean, the point of developing our leadership, each one of us, another way of saying that is that we develop our unique voices. Because each of us has a unique voice, a way of seeing, a way of framing, a way of structuring how we interpret the world, the way we describe the world, the way we organize the information that we take in, right? It's a unique, that's why it's so critical we get free and release that abundance. Each one of us has to know that we have each other's backs. We don't have to worry about the problems of necessity plaguing us anymore. We're free of coercion. And then we take off.